Avengers Academy wins GLAAD Award. Fantagraphics picks up R.E. Burke's Ice graphic novel. Monsters form Dungeons & Dragons party in new series. This is Comic Book Club News for March 10, 2026. Here's something we're glad to hear. Avengers Academy Marvel's Voices won the 37th annual GLAAD Media Awards category for comic books. The Marvel Unlimited series beat out titles like Absolute Green Lantern, Minor Arcana, The Department of Truth, and more to take home the prize for writer Anthony Oliveira, and an array of artists including Carola Borelli, Pablo Collar, and many more. In the graphic novel category, Gaijins by Mike Carano won over Hey Mary, It Rhymes with Takei, and others. Oliveira thanked fans on Blue Sky, stating, quote, "This book pushed every boundary in this industry, and I am so grateful for the gift of these talented collaborators and the generous, uplifting community of readers." Later, Oliveira added, quote, "Congrats also to fellow Canadians, the heated rivalry gaze. Avengers Academy Marvel's Voices ran on Unlimited until 2025 and is available digitally to read now." Back in 2025, we reported on Welsh cartoonist R.E. Burke getting detained in an ICE facility while touring North America. The story, not ours to be clear, became an international sensation, and Burke was released back home. And now, Fantagraphics has picked up Burke's story of her time in detention, titled Visiting America, 19 Days in an ICE Facility. Per Publishers Weekly, the book by Burke will detail how, quote, "Burke was taken into custody and held in an ICE detention center for nearly 3 weeks in early 2025, when she was in the U.S. on a tourist visa for a cross-country solo backpacking trip. The graphic memoir will recount both her incarceration and the stories of the people she was incarcerated with. Currently, the book is planned for a 2027 release. In a move so obvious in retrospect, it's surprising it hasn't happened yet, Dark Horse will release a series titled Dungeons & Dragons Total Party Killers about a group of monsters forming a party of their own. Written by Christopher Hastings with art by Dennis Medjury, the book will find a lycanthrope, gelatinous cube, mind flayer, death knight, and baby beholder forming their own adventuring party after the death of a wizard in order to get free from the dungeon he trapped them in. Dungeons & Dragons Total Party Killers number 1 hits stores on July 22nd, 2026. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I wish there was some sort of song about a monster party I could reference right here. Something I could really mash into the podcast. Oh well. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Ka'Chava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code SHAKE. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SHAKE.